Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Sing. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on 13th February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence, AI as a Tool, Not a Voice. To mark World Radio Day, Akashwani Raipur, Chhattisgarh, in collaboration with UNESCO, is organizing a World Radio Day conclave today. The theme Radio and Artificial Intelligence, AI as a Tool, Not a Voice underscores the growing role of artificial intelligence in the broadcasting ecosystem. It highlights how AI can enhance content production, archiving, translation, audience engagement and accessibility, making radio more efficient and inclusive. At the same time, the theme emphasizes that technology must remain a support system, not a substitute for the human voice, editorial judgment and credibility that define radio. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Akashvani has been serving the nation since its inception with the motto Bahujan Hitaya, Bahujan Sukhaya, meaning for the happiness of many, for the welfare of many. Established in 1936 and brought under public ownership after independence, Akashvani has grown into one of the largest broadcasting organizations in the world in terms of the number of languages broadcasts and the diversity of audiences served. Private FM radio complements public broadcasting for delivering local entertainment and information across urban and regional India. As the media landscape evolves, Akashvani continues to transform and expand its footprints while remaining committed to inclusivity, credibility and national integration, embodying the enduring spirit of World Radio Day.
My name is Adan Jamir from Mohawk Chong. For me, radio is more than sound, it's companionship. It has the power to inform, uplift and connect people across distances. Long before digital media took over, radio showed me how voices can build trust and tell stories that matter. Even today, it reminds me why communication should always feel human, honest and close to the listener.
Radio is intimate yet expansive, simple yet powerful. Radio is a trusted medium connecting distant geographies, diverse languages and countless lives through shared listening. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Head of Program Akashvani Kohima, Ella Kaina, has extended greetings on the occasion of World Radio Day today. In a message, Ms. Kaina said, the day marks a global celebration of radio as a medium that has informed, educated, entertained and united people for over a century. She highlighted radio's accessibility, affordability and its ability to reach even the most remote areas. Noting Nagaland's challenging geography, she said radio continues to bridge distances, connect communities and preserve cultural heritage.
At Akashvani Kohima, we take pride in being a platform for the voices of our people. Through programs in multiple dialects, we reflect our identity, traditions, music and stories. As radio evolves through live streaming, mobile apps and digital platforms, its essence remains the same, a human voice connecting directly with people.
Ms. Kaina also expressed gratitude to producers, announcers, news presenters, engineers, support staff and listeners for their continued trust. She called upon everyone to celebrate radio as a medium that speaks, connects and endures. Nagaland's Rajya Sabha Member of Parliament S. Phangnon Konyak has said the Union Budget 2026 is not merely a financial document, but a reflection of the government's priorities for equitable development, social inclusion and strengthening India's global competitiveness. Participating in the discussion on the Union Budget in the Upper House yesterday, Ms. Konyak expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his strategic vision guiding the nation towards Viksit Bharat. She also commended Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for presenting a budget that balances ambition with empathy, growth with sustainability and tradition with innovation. Ms. Konyak praised the budget for strengthening India's textile sector, boosting mental health infrastructure and increasing support for the northeastern region.
The budget opens doors for artisans to move from subsistence to sustainability, from local markets to global platforms. Importantly, a large proportion of weavers in the northeast are women.
The Reserve Bank of India has issued revised draft norms for the Kisan Credit Card Scheme, proposing inclusion of expenses on agri-tech initiatives such as soil testing, weather forecasting and organic certification within eligible farm loan components. The draft allows waiver of collateral and margin requirements for agricultural and allied loans up to 2 lakh rupees per borrower. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.